three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Testing again. As long as that light goes on and off, I'm okay. I forgot to watch it, but, you know, occasionally to look down and see. Okay. Page 9. Very close to the end. Okay, now. What word would you use to refer to an elderly person like you that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say she's certainly what for her age?
Well, she certainly is spirit, or she certainly is, I can't think of the word, but I would know. She certainly is a spry lady.
Okay, that's fine, spry. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
Okay. Now, what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Yellowhammer.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Well, would you call it both, or?
I call them both. I call grasshopper sometimes, and I see myself, there's a grasshopper. Next time I say, there's hopper.
All right, fine.
You see? You never have a study word to say.
Right, well, that's what he's interested in, whether, how many words you would use for. Well, now, what do you call it when now, this can be more than one word, if you use it. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went. Or if there were an explosion, you might say that the pieces of the... Well, now, let me ask you if you would ever use any of these words. That, you know,
he has written down. Would you
say, every which way, anti-goblin, this-a-way, that-a-way, cattywampus. Would you ever use any of those?
Yeah, I would use them if it went different ways. Uh-huh. I would say that even if it went some went south, some went north, some catacombs.
Well, now, what do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
I call it a haunted house.
Okay. Now, what are the spirits called?
Scoops.
What?
We call them scoops.
Scoops?
I call them spirits.
Now, you said scoops, right?
Scoops.
Okay, would you ever... That's a what?
That's a scoopy old house called a sandy.
Okay. And what would you ever call it anything else? Call them the spirits anything else?
Hants,
okay.
Hants, spirits, and scoops. That's one of the three ways we use.
Well, that's... Which one? And you would use scoops more often?
More often I would. I'm kind of being non-sure, You say hants or something like that, it scares them.
Right.
They say scoops, and they don't know what you've been talking about.
That's right. Well, you know, you really know
a lot of words for these. That's wonderful.
Well, now, what would you call something that people say brings bad luck? You know, like a black cat.
That's what they call I always just say sensitive things unlucky because they say they're bad luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you if you would ever use these words, jinx, hoodoo, or voodoo.
Well, I would use those. I have used those, but it's the same as having these hands and spirits to my nose. Mm-hmm. It's just they say a black cat is, it gives you jinx.
Uh-huh. And so you would say jinx more than other words.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular...
Mm-hmm. I reckon I've said it so many times, people take it off.
No, I'll...